Track 2 opens with a message from the executive leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward, who says, "We welcome in the new year with the Council's new website going live. Launched in January, our goal was to create a website that would be much easier to use while still providing you with all the information you need. In order to keep costs to a minimum, we developed the website in-house and consulted with the public to ensure that the website meets your expectations. Many of you will know that Fareham's council tax is one of the lowest in the country, ranked 8th out of 326 councils. And with another council tax freeze in 2012-13, Fareham continues to maintain this extremely strong position. Council tax has been frozen for the last 5 years, and I'm pleased to say that it has not been increased above the rate of inflation for 9 years. I'm delighted that the new £2 million Porchester Community Centre is open for business. The centre offers a wide range of facilities such as meeting rooms, a children's centre, a preschool, a kitchen and a large multi-purpose hall. Now run by Porchester Community School, all bookings should be made by contacting them directly. In order to continuously improve the Fareham Town Centre, a new Fareham Town Centre parking strategy will take effect from April the 1st. We want to ensure the Town Centre continues to be a pleasant and affordable place to shop and relax. So amongst other changes, the 5-hour limit in short-stay car parks will be removed, and long and short-stay car parks will change their names to inner and outer car parks. Signs and other features will also be improved. I'm also pleased to announce that following on from the success of the 2012 Summer Passport Scheme, we'll be running this hugely popular event again this summer. The newly named Access All Areas will provide a wide range of activities for 11 to 17 year olds free of charge, and more information is available in the printed copy of this magazine. And finally, I sincerely welcome all comments and suggestions on how you would like to improve the borough, so please, do let me know your thoughts and ideas, and I'll consider each one thoroughly.
Community action teams. We had a good turnout with lively debates across the borough as residents got involved in issues such as the police and crime commissioners, elections, coastal defence and pubs closing down and changing use in Porchester. So, have you got a great idea for a project? Maybe we can help. You can contact your local CAT chairman or officer to talk about the project. Please note, we can only support one-off capital costs, for example, purchase of equipment. Recent successful community fund bids include the Friday Night Club, based in Wallington, received £4,000 in community funding to buy a second-hand MaxCat six-wheeled all-terrain vehicle. This support will allow the club to continue to provide a safe off-road experience for people with learning disabilities of all ages. The Hillhead Residents Association were given £4,020 in community funding to provide new surfacing along a stretch of footpath at Seafield Park in Hillhead. So do you have a topic for the agenda? If you have any ideas for an agenda item at a CAT meeting, please contact your local CAT chairman or office. And at Crofton, that's Councillor Arthur Mandry and Anna McCulloch. Fareham Town, Councillor Dennis Steadman and Mark Dunning. Porchester, Councillor Nick Walker and Richard Wright. Titchfield, Councillor Tiffany Harper and Narinda Baines. Western Wards, Councillor Michael Ford and Scott Mills. And we will be giving a list of councillors and telephone numbers in track 10. So when are the next CAT meetings? The summer meetings. Crofton. Tuesday, 25th of June 2013, Holroyd Church. Fareham Town. Monday the 15th of July, Neville Lovett School. Porchester, Wednesday the 12th of June, Porchester Community Centre. Titchfield, Wednesday the 26th of June, Titchfield Community Centre. Western Wards, Wednesday the 10th of July, Sarsbury Green Community Centre. And the Autumn Meetings. Crofton, Tuesday the 8th of October, Holyrood Church. Fareham Town, Thursday the 24th of October, Henry Court. Porchester, Wednesday the 16th of October, Porchester Community Centre. Titchfield, Tuesday the 1st of October, Titchfield Community Centre. Western Wards, Tuesday the 15th of October, Victory Hall.
Keeping Fareham Town Centre vibrant. Despite the challenging economic conditions, Fareham Town Centre is successful, and the council and local retailers want it to stay that way. In September 2012, changes to maintain the vibrancy of the town centre were agreed. Following discussions with local shops, residents and shoppers, a number of areas for improvement were identified, with parking at the forefront. To reflect this, we have adopted a new Fareham Town Centre parking strategy, aimed at helping to support the town centre economy by providing efficient parking. The following changes that will come into effect on the 1st of April 2013 hope to achieve this. The 5-hour limit in short-stay car parks will be removed, so visitors will be able to stay as long as they like in the town centre. Car parks will be changed from long and short-stay to inner and outer car parks. This is to emphasise that there is no time limit placed on stays. Inner car parks will be charged at £1 per hour, while outer car parks will be 70p per hour, £3.50 for an entire day. This represents no increase in current prices. Malthouse Lane and Trinity Street car parks will become outer car parks. This change from short stay will mean a reduction on current prices. All day parking in the area and parking season tickets will now be accepted. Other actions being discussed with local businesses include improving location signs, additional seating and cycle racks within the pedestrian area, improving vacant shop facades, new covered structures within the pedestrian area, a new dedicated town centre website, Fareham Town Centre, all one word, fareham town centre.co.uk, is also being planned, which will bring together all information about the town centre in one place. Beyond this, the council is working on a long-term development plan to continue to improve the town centre and increase its appeal. This will include the development of key locations and increasing quality of public spaces. For more information, you can go to www.fareham.gov.uk/council/departments/planning/LDF/DSP/FTC/ASPX. Get involved in the new Community North of Fareham plan. We consulted with the public on the options for the new community north of Fareham in July 2012. We've used your responses and other research to put together a draft plan for the new community. We will be asking you to comment on the draft plan in a public consultation running from the end of April through to early June. The finalised plan will guide the development of the new community north of Fareham. As part of this consultation, we'll be holding a series of public exhibitions where people can find out more about the draft plan. Tuesday the 7th of May in the Fernham Hall, Osborne Road, Fareham, from 2pm to 7pm. Wednesday the 8th of May, Funtley Social Club, 84 Funtley Road, Funtley, from 2pm to 7pm. Tuesday the 14th of May, Knowle Community Hall, Greater Horseshoe Way, Knowle, 4pm to 7pm. Tuesday the 21st of May, Fernham Hall, Osborne Road, Fareham, 2pm to 7pm. And finally, Thursday the 23rd of May, Wickham Community Centre, Mill Lane, Wickham, from 4pm to 7pm. The consultation will run between Monday the 29th of April and Monday the 10th of June. Your comments will help shape the plan for the new community that will be examined by an independent inspector in mid-2014. The draft plan will be available to view and comment on at www.fareham.gov.uk/consultation from Monday the 29th of April. Links will also be posted on Facebook and Twitter, and paper copies will be available at the Civic Offices, at Fareham Library and at the exhibitions. If you have any questions about the new community, please call on 01329 236 100, that is 01329 236 100, and ask for the new Community North of Fareham planning team, or email planningpolicy@fareham.gov.uk.